Hello, George speaking.
Good morning, George. It's Nick from Power FM. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. How are you?
I am well. I've got an interview booked with you. Are you good to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Should I say buongiorno to keep it Italian?
Buongiorno. Perfect.
George, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I am super, super, uber excited because pizza is my favourite food and you've managed to create a vending machine for it. Mate, this is amazing. Tell me the story. How did you come up with this?
Well, we've had a pizzeria in Bondi Beach for over 15 years now, and we've been producing these artisan-style, quality, fragrant, crisp pizza, you know, all that time. And on my travels back to Italy, which I go back once or twice every year, I came across this machine when it was in its birth stage, and I got involved in the development. And once I was 100% certain that we'd be able to replicate the quality of our pizza through this machine, I became really, really excited. And finally, after about 3 years of development, the machines arrived and we've started with our very first.
Wow, this is so exciting. So you're currently selling, if I'm correct in knowing, the Pizza Geo machine, which is based in Chatswood, Westfield in Sydney. You currently have got two flavours of pizza available?
That's correct, yes. The machine can hold two different types because it's got two super chilled holding bays. At the moment, we're offering a margherita, which is the classical pizza, one of the most popular. On that, we have an organic tomato sauce, real Italian fior di latte mozzarella, extra virgin olive oil, and our crisp base, which we prepare every day, which is made with stove ground flour, and we rest it for about 48 hours, so it becomes really light and crisp.
Can you explain to us, George? Sorry, yep.
Sorry, and the other one is at the present time is a hot salami one as well too. But that's the one we'll probably change on a monthly basis, and the next one might be a capricciosa style, which will have sort of shaved leg, ham, mushroom, artichokes, and olives.
Oh, you're making me so hungry! I want all of them. can you explain to me, George, the process of how you came to make? I mean, because authentic Italian pizza, it is nothing. There is nothing better than it. It all comes down to the base. How did you manage to create it to work from a vending machine?
Well, I must admit, when I first tried, when I first came across the machine, and someone was showing me how that machine worked at that time, they put in a pizza in and it came out and I said, oh, yuck, you know. What it was the quality of the pizza went in. So obviously it sort of gets back to what goes in initially. So we've really done a lot of development on our pizza to make sure that it does perform beautifully in the vending machine. And it really is now, we've changed the recipe a bit, we've let it rest a bit more. And the actual oven in the machine, in the vending machine, is really high tech. It's got 56 parameters, so we're able to really replicate what happens in a wood-fired oven. So
Whoa.
The pizza comes out crisp every time.
How long does it take to make this amazing pizza?
Around 2.5 minutes. So the actual cooking stage is just over 2 minutes, but then there's the initial stage where a robotic arm goes and gets your choice of pizza from the super chilled holding area, transfers it to the oven, or takes it out of its own box, transfers it to the oven, then it cooks, and then it goes back into the box as well too, and then it appears through the little window in the front.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
It is honestly the coolest thing. And of course, the pizzas, you've actually created the pizzas first and then they're frozen, is that right?
Well, what we do is we prepare every morning because the actual machine is connected to my phone and it tells me when stock levels are running low. And based on that, then we prepare more and then we go and service the machine.
Oh, awesome. I love it. Pizza from a vending machine. It is the Pizza Geo machine. But George, look, you've been making pizza, as you said, for many, many years. You've got a restaurant there in Bondi called Pompeii's. Very famous. There's a lot of debate about what should really go on a true Italian pizza. From your professional perspective, what's the best pizza?
Well, I think the thing to bear in mind is that the less you put on, the better. So my sort of general rule of thumb is once you get beyond three ingredients, the actual quality of the pizza suffers, because with the pizza, what's really important is the base and the quality of the base. So by overloading the base, then of course you're doing a disservice to it. But you really can't go past a margherita when it's got beautiful fior di latte mozzarella and our organic tomato sauce and fresh basil, and then it's okay to add one perhaps two extra ingredients, whether it's some really nice prosciutto or a few vegetables or a few olives, that's fine. But I think it's to add too much really is not the best option.
Oh, it sounds delicious. You're making my mouth water and no doubt other people. So if you're around Bondi, definitely pop into Pompey's. And if you're in Chatswood, try out the pizza vending machine. And if you happen to be near your restaurant, am I right in knowing that you've also got a new pressed juice bar if we're feeling a bit healthy?
Yes, well, that's, we've got a cold pressed juice bar. We're using organic fruits and vegetables, and we've got some really unusual combinations. Of course, you can design your own as well too, but we've got one which is called the Italian version of a cold soup, which has organic tomatoes, cucumbers, fennel, carrots. So it's like a summer soup, but it's in a juice form. And of course, we've got the more classical ones as well too, with kale and ginger and those things. But the cold pressing is really, it's such a great way of juicing because it really retains so many more nutrients. And the actual juice is much more dense, and it's almost like drinking your daily medicine.
Oh, it sounds delicious and nice and fresh after you've had a pizza as well. George, thank you so much. Of course, Pompey's there in Bondi, and of course, the great new Pizza Geo machine in Westfield Chatswood. I am amazed. I love it. Pizza from a vending machine. Great.
Great. Thank you for your interest.
Hey, George, one more thing. What's next out of a vending machine? Maybe some spaghetti bolognese or some Napolitana?
lasagna, other hot food. We're working on that at the moment, so we'll see how we go. But, of course, we only cross that bridge once we assure the quality is how we'd like it to be.
Absolutely. George, thanks so much. I love it. From a vending machine. Just quickly for my own interest, whereabouts in Italy are you from?
Cortina d'Ampezzo, that's right up in the north, an hour north of Venice. It's in the Alps, before the Austrian border.
Oh, amazing. I absolutely love it. I've done most of that. I've done all of Verona from Venice all the way across the top there up to Lake Garda and sort of drove across, but I didn't get up that far north. So beautiful, beautiful area. George, thank you so much. Are you happy with everything in that chat?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Thanks very much. It was great. Thanks for the cold pressed juices as well, too, because it's really a passion of mine. So.
Yeah, no, I got the notes from your PR agency, so happy to pop that in there and encourage people to get down there and visit you guys. And thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat today.
Great. Thank you very much again.
No worries, George. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.